She grasped Joshua's wrist in a grip stronger than he expected from a dying woman. The cold touch of her hands sent a shiver through his body.
"They said he did an awful thing, but he didn't. A mother knows her son. They made it look like he killed that woman, and then they shot him in the head to make it look like he killed himself."
She sucked in a wheezy breath.
"Now everyone thinks my Billy was a monster."
"Did you talk to the police?" Joshua asked.
"They know the truth already," she said. "They let whoever killed that woman and my boy get away with it. They had a conspiracy against my son. They covered it up."
Her chest heaved up and down. A tear slid out of the corner of one of her eyes.
"Every day I told myself that I was going to do whatever I had to do, to call whoever I had to call, but I didn't. Instead, I've spent all these years wallowing in my sorrow. Now there isn't any time left. I promised Billy on his grave that I would clear his name before I died. And now..."
She gazed at him with her yellow eyes.
"That's why I asked Doc McMillan to call you, Mr. Thornton."
Joshua jerked up straight in his seat. I don't know, Mrs. Robb." She grabbed his hand into both of hers. Her claws dug into his wrist.
"Please, Mr. Thornton," she begged. "I know that if anyone can cut through the crap to find out the truth and clear Billy's name, it would be Freda Thornton's little boy. Give me your word, please. I've never asked for anything from anyone before. I'm a proud woman, but now I have no pride left. Maybe if I'd asked for help before..." I'm desperate, Mr. Thornton. Let Billy and me rest in peace. Give me your word that you'll clear Billy's name."
Her gray, wrinkled face reminded Joshua of a witch he had seen in yet another old movie. "Focus, old man. Stop thinking about old movies and focus, will you? This woman wants you to clear her dead son of a murder that he may or may not have committed. What if he did it? You can't swear to clear his name if he did it." With a stern look in his eyes, Tad was staring at him. "Don't do it," Joshua could hear the doctor telling him telepathically.
"Mr. Thornton,"
she brought his hand up to her face to sob into it,
"please tell me that you'll help my Billy."
Dropping his hand to roll over to the other side of the bed, she clawed for a canvas bag resting in a chair next to the wall. Seeing what she was reaching for, Tad picked up the bag by its straps and handed it to her. When he picked it up, it fell open to reveal that it contained a thick file folder filled with papers. Shoving the papers, threatening to fall out of the bag, back inside, she handed it to Joshua.
"Here's everything you need to get started. Everything that I have cut out of newspapers about the suspects. I also have a letter in there from Deep Throat."
She winked playfully at him. "Deep Throat?" Joshua asked.
"Deep Throat knows the truth."
"If Deep Throat knows the truth, why won't he go public with it?" Tears returned to her eyes.
"I don't know. He sent me a letter. It's in there. He knows Billy was framed and murdered. I tried to bring out the truth, but I failed. I failed my only son."
Her fingers were once again digging into Joshua's arm.
"Promise me that you'll do what I failed to do."